Hello and welcome to a special edition, an emergency edition of the Mexican Soccer Show. This is Tom Marshall reacting basically to the news that Chivas have got rid of head coach Luis Fernando Tena after that really poor 1-0 defeat Saturday night to Puebla. And you know, obviously there was the sending off of Eduardo Torres in the first half, but really a lackluster performance. And put out a tweet the other night saying that Chivas have, you know, basically not created a real chance from open play over 270 minutes of football this season. So, you know, you can't really blame the management for making the decision. Obviously, you have to question why Tena was even hired in the first place if, you know, you're not going to ride out these kind of dry times. But definitely the direction of the team, you know, it just completely didn't look like it was going well. I thought players had, you know, kind of lost confidence as well in maybe the manager, the playing style. To be fair to Tena, though, the other thing I would say, you know, he tested positive for COVID-19. A couple of other key players did, you know, Antuna and Beltran among them. And, you know, that does affect the kind of the atmosphere around the squad. And it was a difficult start to the season. It would have been a difficult start to the season for any manager. But, you know, the question now is what's next? What's next for Chivas? And it's really interesting. I mean, I've seen some comments that, you know, questioning the quality in this squad. Personally, I've got absolutely no doubt this is a squad that can challenge for a title. Obviously, you've got the kind of unknown right now about José Juan Macías and what his future is at the club. Reporting L'Equipe this morning saying that Marseille is interested. Obviously, yesterday on Saturday there was a few reports actually that Real Sociedad and Chivas were actually in negotiations and they were advancing well. I think Martin del Palacio was the first to put that out there. But yeah, I mean, the question now is where does Chivas turn for the next head coach? I think you've obviously got the sporting director Ricardo Peláez, who's got a track record. I mean, he's been in this business before. He's hired managers before. And I think it's interesting just to have a quick look at what he's done when he has been given that kind of responsibility. Because obviously he had huge success at Club America with Miguel Herrera, but then Gustavo Matosas he hired as well. It just completely didn't work out. Nacho Ambriz at America as well, you know, didn't work out in terms of playing style. And then Ricardo La Volpe as well. Obviously, his Peláez's time in America was full of trophies. You can't say that it wasn't successful, but it's interesting to note the similarities between the managers that he hired at Club America. All of them had experience in Mexico, knew the Mexican game inside out, and all had, you know, been around the block basically in terms of the Mexican team. So, I mean, I think that kind of points you towards Peláez hiring someone who knows the game well, who is experienced. And you see that as well in Belize's signings. It's rare that he signs a player from, you know, an unknown player from, say, South America. He much prefers, and he did it in America, did it Cruz Azul as well. He much prefers players that are established in Mexico, know the game, know what it's all about, playing at altitude, you know, the travelling distances, the kind of the difference, the different scenarios in Mexican football that does make it slightly different to other countries. But what I would say is you got Marcelo Michel Liaño at the club as well. I actually spoke to him back in February. Obviously, you know, he's good friends with the legend Menotti. You know, he's somebody who definitely likes an expansive, aggressive kind of form of football. I mean, I don't think he's going to be number one in charge of making this decision. Obviously, Amaury Vergara as well will be very much in the process. But I think Liaño's voice in all of this as well does, I don't know, it kind of opens the door a little bit to, you know, something of a left field appointment that I don't think Peláez on his own would go for. But yeah, going through a few of the names mentioned. I mean, I think the first one is Vucetich. I mean, it kind of, in some ways, it's a no-brainer. Vucetich is a guy who can come in absolutely straight away. You know what you're going to get with him. You know, good treatment of the players, knows how to manage the squad. successful pretty much wherever he's been in his managerial career within Mexico. And I feel like he'll kind of stamp a kind of quiet authority on that squad very quickly. And, you know, he's somebody who that I think he can manage a project as well, something that kind of a medium or longer term project. So I think that's the positive of Vucetich. For me, you know, I don't know, Chivas and the way they play with, you know, all Mexican players and what they represent in terms of 40 million fans. You know, this is a club with, you know, more fans than probably Arsenal or Liverpool have in the United States as well. It's like there's something that says, you know, is he a bit too conservative, a bit too direct in the style of play? I'm not sure. That's something the club is going to have to decide. But I think definitely when we saw Matias Almeida at the club and how aggressive that team was, I don't know, I think fans kind of took to that. So I don't know, I'd say that's the negative against Vucetich right now. And also the money thing. Vucetich isn't going to, he's going to want some good money to come into Chivas, and he's going to want to make decisions as well. And is he going to be able to kind of get on with Peláez, who likes to be very hands-on as a sporting director? He likes to be close to the squad, close to the players, and some managers don't like that. So it's something to consider. Javier Aguirre as well, another fascinating kind of Mexican appointment. Obviously, he's just left Leganés in Spain after almost guiding him to survival in La Liga. Aguirre, I think, would be absolutely fascinating. Again, I'm not sure the style of play is exactly what Chivas should be looking for, but he brings a wealth of experience. And he's somebody who, you know, he's definitely going to have the authority to bring this squad. And like I said before, for me, it's a talented squad, to bring that squad together. He has said that he would prefer a sporting director's role or a presidential role if he came back to Mexico. And Vucetich as well, just going back quickly, he's also said that he'd actually like to manage in MLS. But I'm sure if the Chivas job is on offer, both of those two will pick up the phone and have conversations. The other one, next on the list, Matias Almeida. I think naturally, as soon as this Chivas job comes up, and it could be now, it could be with the next 20 years, Matias Almeida's name is going to be mentioned. I think it's difficult. I think it's difficult to get Almeida. I'm not sure if the timing is right. You know, I think obviously Higuera is out of the club, and Almeida and Higuera, that was the big problem, I think, for Almeida. In terms of when he did leave, after winning the CONCACAF Champions League. But, you know, there's always going to be a pull there for Almeida as well. You know, obviously he seemed happy in Guadalajara. You know, I think Almeida at some point, you know, he's on record saying he wants the Mexico job. And I think that if you're successful with Chivas for a long amount of time, then you get closer and closer to that. So that's there. I do think, obviously, he's got his project with the San Jose Earthquakes, and he'd be kind of leaving it halfway through. I do think they're on the right path, and I think they showed in that MLS's back tournament that if he is given a few more players, then he's got potentially a team that can challenge, and a style that can challenge within MLS. But it's also going to take a lot of money for Chivas to buy him out of that contract, and Chivas don't have a lot of money right now. I mean, no club has a lot of money to be kind of throwing cash around, you know, buying managers out of contracts as good as Almeida was when he was here in Mexico. Next one, Gabriel Heinze, El Gringo. Big advantage here is that Heinze is free right now. I think Heinze is obviously his young manager, he's a modern manager, he's an attractive style of play, high pressing, possession based football. For me, he checks a lot of the boxes for what Chivas should be looking for. Again, I worry the way Heinze for me is very. He likes to do things in his way, and I'm not sure about that relationship with Peláez as well. But Heinze, if there's a real project and it's a serious project at Chivas, and they present it to him, then I'm sure, you know, this Chivas job is a big job in the continent. I mean, it's not just in Mexico; it's a big job all over the continent. And I'm sure if Chivas have a project and they put it together and they have patience, because Heinze is not gonna take this job in 3 days. He's gonna analyse all the Chivas games this season and the last season. He's gonna analyse the players individually. He's gonna go and look at the under-20s games on video, the under-17s games. He's gonna kind of get a whole perspective top down of what this club is all about. And there's got to be a real will on the Cheever side to go in and attract a name like that to this job. I'd say that, you know, I think it'd be a massive coup, though. I mean, you see Heinze being mentioned with, you know, so many jobs right now. Moving on, we've got, I mean, for me, I've not seen it out there, but I think I'd definitely be speaking to Guillermo Almada at Santos Laguna. I know that he's in a job, he's doing well in the job. He's just kind of done the preseason, they've started the season pretty well. But I mean, again, this is a guy who he plays attractive football. It's high pressing, aggressive, good to see. Chivas have just signed a big TV deal with Telemundo. I mean, it's a team that need to be easy on the eye. And I think Almada's teams, Almada's shown that in his time at Santos Laguna. I think his time in Barcelona, Ecuador as well, and in Uruguay shows that he's willing to take on a long project. I think he's only had two managerial jobs before, if I'm not mistaken, and they were both for multiple years, and he won trophies in both of them. So I think Almada, I mean, it's going to be difficult to get him out of Santos Laguna. It might be expensive as well. I'm not saying it's an easy option, but I definitely put him on that list. I think those are the most obvious candidates, to be honest. I think that there's some others on the list. I think Peckerman I've seen there. You know, Peckerman obviously would be a big coup for Chivas, but he's 70 years old now. And actually, when he managed in Mexico before, he left on really bad terms with Tigres and took Tigres to the CAS, the Court of Arbitration for Sport, and actually won against him because of a forged signature. Roberto Hernandez, if you're looking for kind of a Mexican coach that deserves a chance, I think Marcelo Gallardo is impossible right now. I think he's in the middle of something with River, and I think he's going to have some big offers in Europe. I think when the time does come for him to leave River Plate. Coudet as well, I believe he's in work in Brazil right now. I'm not sure he's too happy. I was reading some comments a couple of weeks ago about he wasn't happy with a couple of things. Again, he's been in Mexico and he didn't have a great time with Cholos. And I'm not talking about a great time on the pitch. I'm talking off the pitch as well. I think he ended up kind of in some legal battle with Tijuana as well. So these things do factor in to these decisions. Ramon Morales, throwing out there. I mean, I think Ramon Morales is when he was the interim coach a few years ago at Chivas. I think he showed real presence. I think he showed he's got something. He's got the personality. Well, we know he's got the personality from his playing days, but obviously the lack of experience at first team level is an issue. But as we're seeing, all over the world, you've got Solskjaer at Man United. You've got Pirlo just been given the job at Juventus. You're seeing younger managers just being kind of given these positions, and if you want somebody who absolutely knows that institution and is going to be absolutely giving up his whole life to making the team tick, then I think Ramon Morales has to be in the picture. I hope Chivas don't go for the Profe Cruz, the Matosas, the same manager who's been on this kind of treadmill of going round, the Romano. I think it's time for someone fresh. And I think, for me, I think with this squad that they put together, I think the incoming manager can be really positive. I hope they're ambitious as well. I mean, I think Sampaoli, from what I was hearing, would have been even interested before he took that job in Brazil as well. So I think it's probably best if they take the time as well and don't rush into it. It's going to be interesting. Those are a few thoughts, three initial thoughts on the Chivas situation. Obviously, like I said, one of the biggest jobs on the continent, and we'll see what Chivas go for. I think, like I said, it's going to be divided between Peláez and Leaño, and obviously Amaury Vergara as well. And I'm sure the club are going to take at least a little bit of time to sort it out. But I think for me, if there was one candidate right now, it'd be between Heinze and Almada. And I think Heinze just winning out because he's basically free right now and Almada's in the middle of a project. But yeah, thanks a lot for tuning in. Hope it wasn't too much of a ramble. And we'll be back with Cesar, Amy, Huiso and Adriana in the week talking about this and obviously the the games going on right now in Liga MX. Thanks a lot.